Here it's Ef Shudu, like Reb Yehuda, Rashi says, but the Kona Achriti, like Reb Yehuda says, the Reb Yehuda, Mutu La Liyodim Lahatom Mum Bechor Kodim Shos Lavrelam. It's mut like before the Bechor is born to put your hand inside the womb and make it a mum. So, and therefore when it comes out, it's a Baal Mum, it has no Kedusha. So that's a better ratio to do to a Bechor than to sell it to a guy. So it's better Lahatom Mum Bechor Kodim Shos Lavrelam. So it says, Hochinam Yusav also then, by Maisa Ben also, Tishod the Ben Mum Mikara, that make a mum to the Maisa Behema, before you make a Maisa Behema, make it into a Baal Mum. So Mora says, no, Miyod Hainofit, you know which one comes on the 10th one. The Chitav, maybe you'll tell me, the Mafug Leib Reisha Sora, let it come out the first one. La Yivakya Ben Toiv the Ram Rachamona, you're not supposed to choose between a Baal Mum and not. Rashi says, we make the Baal Mum come out the 10th one, person says, no, La Yivakya Mashma Shula Yitzienu, you can't bring out that the 10th one should be a Baal Mum. So that can't be a mate. That can't be a mate by Maisa Behema. The Chitav, maybe you'll tell me the other rates is that we always say Efshad the Shadi Be Mum Lekuli Edrei. Maybe you can make a mum in all the whole flock you have. There's no Meheru Yivne Beis Amidah should be the Behema Lakrova. You can't do that. Stop make all your behemas about mum because the Mitzvah says we may have the Beis Amidah right away and we'll need Kabbonis to be used Veleka. So Chanami Be Bechor also by Bechor also how can we make it into about mum? Maybe we'll need animals. Where it says, may also say things for Mehema Behera Yibona Beis Amidosh or Bina Behema Lakrova Veleka. So where it says, that's not such a kasha. We only do this to Bechorim, Efshib Pshutim, we'll have plenty of animals that are Pshutim, not Bechoris. Now you're not going to do it to every single animal, only to your Bechor, so we'll still have other animals left over to use for Lakrova if we have the Beis Amidosh. For the more Hokinam Yossi, even by Maisi Behema, even if you make all your newborns Mumim, but Efshib Lakuchim, you still have some Behemas that you bought. If you bought an animal, there's no din Maisa Behema. So the animals you bought, those animals you won't make into a Baal Mum. So we'll still have some animals around if we'll need it for the Beis Hamikdash. The Mor says, Kivun the Ihu Shodi Behemuma V'kuli Yedri. If he's going to go and put a Mum into all his flock that was born that year, and also a Shchuche Mumi, the Psula V'kotshim, there's a lot of Mumim that have come upon Kochim, Kabonis, the Afilu Dukin Shabayin Nami Pasli, therefore La Shrichi, you're not going to have Kabonis around. It won't be Shrich to have animals. You can't say maybe you'll buy, because it's not Zicha. Even the ones you buy also may be a Baal Mum. It's very easy for a Baal Mum to come upon an animal that's not fit for a Krova. So therefore, to go in Eitzah to make a Baal Mum and all your animals, we don't want that Eitzah. So therefore, that's for Maisa Behema, we have no Eitzah Bizman is there to be Matal Mum. Therefore, it's time to be Noig Maisa Behema, we're afraid of a Takola, that people may come to work with it, or they'll come to shear off the wool. So therefore, when the Rabbanu Kasher V'yataz, they said better Bizman is there now, not to be Mafresh Maisa Behema. But by Bechor, there we have the Eitzah of Yehuda, that before it's born, you can be Matal for it Mum, and therefore have no Kedusha, or even though it has a Kedusha, you're allowed to eat it with its Mum. So therefore, there's no takola by the Pasha of Bechor. Only by Maisa Behema there's a Pasha of takola. Therefore, we're not knowing Bizman Hazeh now to be Mafrish Maisa Behema. All right, we'll continue here. We'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Gimel on the base. And my first two dots that says, Bachulim avoid the Mekdoshim. The Mishnah says that Maisa Behema only applies to behemoth that are chulim and not to behemoth that are Mekdoshim who are kabonis. So Mor says, Mekdoshim Shita lavdi deinenu. Shita, it doesn't belong to you. Since it's not yours, Shita, you can't use it to make Maisa Behema with it. And if you can't use it to make Maisa Behema with it, it should not go into the deer either to count. So you know the law of Maisa Behema is you have to have 10 of your animals that were born to you that year. So you bring it into the deer and you count them, 1, 2, 3, and the 10th one becomes a Maisa Behema, becomes a carbon. But if it's kochim ready, it's not like your animal, so pshita can't be part of your cheshbon to make Maisa Behema. So Mor said, the case, the chiddush is, the kodishim kalam. I think the Mishnah is talking about even a case where it's kochim kalam, let's say shlomim, or bechor, or pesach, the alibdur of Yosek Lili, we're going now according to Yosek Lili Shita, the yom that he holds, Kotchim Kalim, Mamam Bailam Haim, that Kotchim Kalim is also considered Mamam Bailam, like the owner still owns it. The Tanya, we learn like this. Umo'alo mo v'ashem, the Pasuk says. If you make a milah, if you like deny something, so Larabbis comes to include Kotshim Kalim Shem Momen Bailim Divra B'yasek Lili. B'yasek Lili holds that's called Momen Bailim, and if Yichayiv a Korban Shrua. So Rashi says, the case is Shem Hifkid Eitzah Chaver Behemesh Shlom. That's a Ruvain owned a two behemesh of a Korban Shlomim, and he gave it to his friend Shimon to watch for him. And then Reuven says, give it back to me. V'chofru, and Shimon says, no, you never gave it to me. V'nishba, and he swears on it. And then later Shimon admits that he swore false. The lacha is, he had to give back the Keren, V'chaymish, and a Korban Oshem. So even though by regular Kotshim Yipoto, but on Kotshim Kalim, Rizik Lili holds you be chayiv. The Karinim Bei Ba'ashem Muva Misoi. The Siddur Pasuk says, Mo Ba'ashem Mechichesh Ba'Misoi Yishalim. The one you have to pay, like you denied your smedish true or false, that's going to Neger Hashem, but also the Chichesh Ba'Misoi, you denied it from your friend, it has to be belonging to your friend. See, Lachur, it's a carbon, doesn't belong to your friend. Rizik Lili holds no, that Kotshim Kalim, since the owner has the right to eat from it after the Shrita, it's also called yours, therefore it's called Uva Nisoi. So therefore, the Yechai of a Korban Shvua and a Keren B'Chemish, because it's considered Amisoi, like your friends, a Kotshim Kalim. If so, Salka, that the Chemin Chai would have thought to say, Liyasru, going to your Cheshbin, to make Maisa from it, Kamash Mulan, that no, it's not including your 10 animals to make Maisa Bema. So that's the question, why not? Let's say it like this. Why can't I say that the Kotshim Kalim should be part of the Cheshbin? Samar says, no, ye Kodesham Rachmono, Veloshek Vakodesh. That the tenth one you pull out, you have to now first make a Kodesh. Mashenk and Kotshim Kalim has Kedusha ready. Since it's not fit to be the Maisa Behema, it can't be included in the ten either to make up Maisa Behema. Samar says, time of the Kodesh Rachmono, ye Kodesh. Only because the Pasuk says, ye, it should now become Kodesh. Mash, Malav, Hoch, without this Pasuk, having been, I would have thought to say, Chal, Kedushas, Maisa, Levayu, that Kedushas, Maisa could be Chal upon a Kotshim Kalim. The question is why? Hashto, Kedusha, Chamura, a Kedusha, Kalo, Leichail, a strong Kedusha, is not Chal upon a simple Kedusha. So Kedusha, Kala, Kedusha, Kalim, Iboi, for sure, a simple Kedusha should not be able to be Chal upon another simple one. The Gemara says, Mahi, like where's this halacha? The Tanan, we learned like this, Lav Leil, Gemara and Temura, the Tanan. Echot Kotshim Mizbeach. That means a regular korban has Kedusha to be put on the Mizbeach. V'yechot Kotshim Belekabayis. A Mishanah Noisom and Mikdusha Lekdusha. You can't change it. If you first gave this korban a din korban earlier on it, it has a Kedusha Mizbeach on it. You can't later change it to give it Kedusha Belekabayis. And the opposite way also. You can't put a Kedusha Belekabayis, if it has Kedushas Batek Abayis, you can't change it to Kedusha Chamura to make it into Kedusha Mizbeach. If so, the Hashto or Kedusha Chamura you can't put a Kedushas Mizbeach or Kedushas Batek Abayis, so Pshit, you can't put a Kedusha Kala like here, a Kedusha of Maise Bema onto a Kedusha of Kotshim Kalim. So Pshit, you can't. What's the Avmin? What do you have to teach us over here? Samura says no. The Bryce that says again, Ein Mishan Noisom Kedusha Kedusha, Avo Makdish Noison Hegdish Iloi. But you could be Makdishit, Hegdish Iloi means the extra money that you have in it, Rashi explains, that means the Tevet Hanor. If you have a Korban, you have a Korban Oilet, and you have to give a Korban Shlom, let's say, you have to give it over to the Kohen. So it's worth money that somebody will pay you money that you should give it to his Kerivim, to Kohen. That's called Tevet Hanor. That the owner of the korban has a certain benefit here, that a regular Yisrael will come over with him and give him money to give it to his korban of the kohen. So that extra money that you could receive for it, that you could be makdish. Hu adin u'machrim menoisoi. If you want to make it cherem, you can make it kodesh to give to the kohanim also. Rashi says, u'machrim menoisoi, im zekotshim mizbech, machrim im v'itim l'kohen, kefi tovetz anoi sheyesh lo behem. According to Amish tovetz anoi, you can make that kodesh to give to the kohen. If so, the question is, since you can't be Mishanim though, Mikdush L'Kedusha, what's the Havavina that the Kedusha of Maisa Behema could be Chal upon a Kotshim Kalim? Samar says, yes, still. Maldatayim, I would have thought to say, Hosom, the Chol Behema, Lav L'Yer L'Kaima. told you the behemoth is not aimed to be a korban oila. Therefore, once you made the other kedusha, you can't put a korban oila on it. Avol hoch od the whole behemoth. L'maisa kaimom. All behemoths l'katchila before you makdish it to be a kachim kalim, it was aimed to become a maisa behemoth. So after gav the yakdisha, even though you makdish another kedusha, say kedusha shlomim on it, maybe like poki suru the maisa minei. That maybe the surim now, if you make it into maisa behemoth, won't be taken off. Especially surim of maisa behemoth, which is l'maynaf kamino, that v'lo yigol l'lo yimocher. That maisa behemoth has a special locha to it, that you're not allowed to sell it. And even if it becomes a balmum, he can't be poiter it. So maybe now that you made this animal, kachem kalam akorban shlomim, you did not make it into maisa behemoth first. I would have thought to say that still has locha, you could make it back, become a maisa behemoth, that'll get these special locha that he can't sell and can't be poiter it. Is kamash malon the chiddush of our mishnah? No, no. Kamash malon that once you made this animal a kachem kalam, once you made it into korban shlomim, that's it. You can't again make it into maisa behemoth. You will not get these special lochis to be yasa v'loyi goyel and v'loyi mocher. Then the Mishnah says v'noyig ba boker v'tzorin, it applies to cattle and to sheep, but v'yein misras to mizel zeh, but they can't take off maisa or boker for the tzorin for the boker. But of kvosim uvizim, but applies to both lambs and to goats, and here you could take off one for the other. First the question, why? If so, why does the Mishnah say, like last year's animals and this year's animals, you can't take off Maisa one for the other? Question is, why not? I should say it should be good for the Kavachoyma. The Mishnah says that if you have goats and lambs, five goats and five lambs, you can put them together, take off Maisa together. Now, Shen Klayim Zemizeh, you're not allowed to breed the two together, Nisa Klayim, a lamb and a goat. Still, Misasrim Mizel Zeh, you could count them together to make up 10 animals, take off Maisom. If so, Chodesh V'yoshin, if you have 5 animals born to you last year, and which is Tishrei, and 5 animals born after Tishrei, Shenim Klayim Zemizeh, they're both the same type of lambs, there's no Issa Klayim. Is Eina Dinizna the Sfora to say, Shishasrim Mizel Zeh? That if you have 5 born before Tishrei and 5 born after Tishrei, you should be able to start off to 2 to make them to 10 animals. On this Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. Aser taser, a double ocean. So we darshin b'shtei maisos akosim adavar. The Pasuk says about two different maisos. Echad maisa behemel, yechad maisa dogen. We learn out maisa behemel for a maisa dogen, taking off trumas to maisos from regular wheat. And we say like this. O makish maisa behemel o maisa dogin. That ma maisa dogin, this is what they call of dogin. Ma first trumas to maisus. Mechode shalo yoshin. Loi, you can't take off truma from last year's crop on this year's crop. Is af maisa behemel, the same thing maisa behemel also. Mechode shalo yoshin loi, you can't take off from last year's animals for this year's animals. And by maisa dogin, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Hayoitze hasode shona shona means hayoitze shona zu ata maisa v'loy mishona zu l'shona chaverto. They can't take off trumas of maisa what grew this year for next year's crops. So we learn out maisa behema for maisa dogin. Tomorrow still is. The och you saw kvosim v'izim and nami. Kvosim v'izim also should not be good. Should not be able to take off from one on the other. Lema, why don't I say makish maisa behema la maisa dogin? Then let's make the sekish all maisa behemah is back to maisa dogin. To say my maisa dogin is my maisa dogin. The minah shenim and the minah loy. You can't take off truma from barley for wheat. You can't take off from one min on the other min of tfua. Is af maisa behemah same thing? The animals that are mechuyev maisa behemah. The minah shenim and the minah loy. Maybe you can't take off lambs for goats. You have to have 10 lambs separate and 10 goats separately. So why does the Mishnah say kvosim v'izim, you couldn't mix the two together? So Mora says on this, Riba Rachmona Tzoyin, like it says in the Mishnah, the Pasuk says Tzoyin, Mashim old Tzoyin, Rashi says cold Tzoyin, min echad, choshev lin yamaisa. If this halach of maisa beima, lambs and goats go together. All type of sheep are one min. For the Morihachi you saw, learn out from this also, that Chodesh v'yoshinami, last year's animals and this year's animals should also be mitzvah together. We have 5 lambs from last year and 5 lambs from this year from Starf. Samora says, no, Hotsir, the Pasuk says, Aser to Yaser. You learn now Maisa Ben from Maisa Dogan that you cannot give last year's on this year's. So Mara says, true, you have a ribu and a miyat. So Mar writes, how do you know which one to say yes, which one to say no? Amarav, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Shona, Shono means Lishono Akshisiv, Lolo Dabaracher. That we learn at the Hekish of Maisa Dogon, Maisa Bema to Maisa Dogon, it says there, Shona, Shona. Means we don't learn out the Hekish, Maisa Bema, the same local Maisa Dogon, they get the years. It gets like Yemi Mafras last year's Truma for this year, who are did Maisa Bema also. Last year's animals is no good for this year's animals. But we're not Makashit for Min Al Shayna Minai. Therefore, all Tsayin is called one min, it could be mafresh kvasim for reason. Tanan Hossam. Went over there, Gemara in Mishnah in Trumais, Gemara in Timur also, that ain't a Tormin mimin ashein minai. Can't take off Truma from barley for wheat. V'yim Torim ain't Trumas Truma. If you did it, be devil, it's not even chals, no good. If you know an emin, how do you know Psham that Mishnah? So Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Yanai, V'yamrilon some say, Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Pasuk says, Kol Chaylev Yitzor, V'chol chaylev tirosh v'dogon. So given of maestris, it says all the fat of yitzor, that's olives, and all the fat of tichur, of grapes, that's of wine, and then wheat. So our maternal Torah says, tein chaylev lezev, chaylev lezev. And you take off maestris, you can't take off on olives for grapes, or grapes for olives. It says the word chaylev twice, means the best. Take off the best of the grapes and the best of the olives, each one for itself. Then also says Dogen. So the Torah is teaching us, Omru Torah, the Torah says, Tein chelu v'zeh v'chelu v'zeh, that he can't mix up the grapes and the olives. So Mer says, okay, very good. Ashkechom, we have a pasuk so far that by Truma, it's a maestris, that